That was, oh yeah, we changed our name from GOS to First Players. Now, why we changed the name from GOS to First Players, DCI? Once again, you are on another episode of Step Your Game Up, episode 119. I am Blade206 with DCI, and worst case, like I said, is out there in the wind. So, yeah, worst case is out there in the wind. So, we're gonna start off like what you've been up to. So, DCI, what we've been up to, what you've been up to for the past 3 years?
I've been going to school, man. Been realizing that one of the big things I want to do is I have a comic book, so I've been trying to become a better writer, better artist, and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Playing games, of course, still doing that, but, you know, trying to achieve my dreams, man.
Okay, and what I've been doing, I've been working. And I still have the retro. I have what we call the retro review. I haven't done the retro review yet, but I did the retro run. The retro run, and what you want, you can go to First Players, or just type in Blade206, and you can see retro run on YouTube. So you can see me, what games that my wife and I picked up on at Goodwills, Half Price Books, wherever we picked them up at, and you can see that. And what else I want to say? I think that was, oh yeah, we changed our name from GOS to First Players. Now, why we changed the name from GOS to First Players, DCI?
I always think it sounds better. There's more, you can obviously tell it's a game site.
Right.
And games on Smash. You kind of have to be hip to know what games on Smash means. You know,
right. I mean? Yeah.
Not everyone's hip. You know?
Not everybody's hip. People aren't hip to the game.
You guys break games?
Yeah, that's what it is. So we should let you review a game just to break it?
Just to smash
them? Oh, no. We can't do that. That's not it. We can't do that.
We're going to take a review.
No, we can't do that. That's not it. So, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with this, with the Atari box. Now, the Atari's coming out with a new console, and they did an interview with Games Beat at E3. It has some console-based PC technology. There's a teaser video on YouTube. You know, they got the wood veneer on the console. And, you know, the wood veneer is for the old school cats like me that remember the Atari. And I think I might have an Atari still now in the game room. I can't remember. But I know I have the games. But I don't know. I mean, what was Atari needs, if they're going to do it, they have to come out with new games and new things, because I don't want the old. I mean, they're talking about having the old games too, HD. How can you HD? I mean, do we really want to see E.T. HD'd?
E.T., yeah, in 4K.
Right. Do we really want to see Raiders of the Lost Ark 4K or HD'd? You know,
those games usually only had like 3 or 4 colors in the whole game.
I know.
HD.
Did you really, really, really want to see Pac-Man, Atari version Pac-Man, on your screen, on your brand new 4K or maybe 1080p screen, and with the sound, because the sound goes like, it goes like that, and it's to the side, and it's the worst version of Pac-Man ever known. Do you really want to see that? Is it gonna be that good or that much better? You know, what do you think? I mean, you tell me what's up. Tell me, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all about exclusives, man. That's why exclusives are important. You know, you come out with a new console. You got the PS4 out right now. You got Xbox, Switch. Okay, what your console can do that those can't. You know, like, are you have some type of plans that they aren't letting anyone else know about? Or, you know, do you have exclusive games on the console? Or does it have, like, technology that's outbeats everything else?
I don't know.
They're so vague right now that they're not making me want to get it.
No, they're not. You
know, even entertain the thought of getting it. They're not doing a good job of it. I know they're trying to be all, you want to put all our secrets out there right now. And all those companies do that too much. Where they're trying to hold back too much info.
Right.
But you can't do that right now. Like, tell me why I should buy an Atari box.
I mean, do you? I'm going back to. Do you want to see? Do you really, really, really want to see Adventure in HD with the little dot and an arrow, and you're stabbing a little monster that looks like a big, huge duck? You know, it looks like a duck.
What about Frogger?
You really want to see? Frog? I mean, do you really, really want to see it? I mean, let's be for real. At that time period, you know, I was around at that time period. I was there when it came out. They're talking about old games. Come on now. I got some of the old games in the game room, Atari games. I'm not playing any of those Atari games. I just collect them. You know, I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'll collect the Atari. But I don't really have that much nostalgia over Atari games, you know? I don't see it. I mean, do you really, really want to see Atlantis in HD? Man, Atari, you guys got to show me something, because it's not that, you know, it's not.
that's their draw right there.
Right.
You know, school games, you know.
Yeah, school games. The
whole catalog, like, man, right. I don't want to play your Spider-Man. Right. I want to play Sony's Spider-Man.
Right. Man, do you really want to see Spider-Man from 1976? I mean, do you really? You really want to see Green Goblin drop them pumpkin bombs back in the day? Come on now. Do you really, really want to play Kaboom that bad? Kaboom. Man, I'm just bringing up all these games. Just date me. Man, so I'm on a wait and see basis on Atari. You know, I'm on a wait and see basis with Atari. So let's just hold off on the Atari, stuff. So, we'll see. We'll wait and see what's going on there. So let's get into these comments that we, you know, let's get into this E3. Well, I know you guys, like I said, E3, I know it's been gone, come and gone, but we're still going to deal with it because it's our opinions. And, you know, people wanted to know our opinions. Some people want to know our opinions. Some people don't. And the ones that don't, you know, well, fuck you. But the thing about it is, we're going to give you our opinions on E3. And I'm going to go, I might have to skip some because we are, you know. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay with Ubisoft. Yeah, Ubisoft. Like I said, Ubisoft. Because I said I own a lot of Ubisoft games this generation, and I didn't think I was gonna buy that many Ubisoft games because I'm not really crazy about Ubisoft that much. I wasn't last gen. This gen, they, you know, Ubisoft is playing games this gen. They're playing games like, well, you like this game? Yeah, here it is, man. It looks good. Da 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 da. Gotcha. Gotcha. Remember that? Gotcha. We gotcha. They're playing the gotcha game this whole gen. They're like, you like the Division? Oh, man, that game looks sick. Look at you going on through New York. Oh, man, look at the way. Didn't see you play gotcha. Oh, this is bullshit. You know.
Nothing like that.
Right, man. Right. Oh, you like Ghost Recon Wildlands? Yeah, man. Blah, blah, blah. Gotcha. You paid your money. Gotcha. And that's it. Ubisoft, they should just name the company Gotcha at times, because that's what they got. They gotcha. Now, Assassin's Creed, the new one, looks good. I'll give that credit. But I tell you what, I didn't like Assassin's Creed all last generation.
I don't think either.
This generation, I think I got like 3 Assassin's Creeds, and I haven't finished either any of them. Not one Assassin's Creed have I finished. The one I like is the one that's based in Britain, based in the UK with the twin. Yeah. I like Syndicate. I had Unity, but I didn't like that as much in France, you know. And then I didn't get Black Flag, or did I? Oh yeah, I did have Black Flag, and it was all right. That was all right. A lot of people go crazy over Black Flag, but you know, I'm not crazy about it. I mean, let's go back to the Ubisoft conference. Now, what did you think of the Ubisoft conference?
I liked it. Let's try to remember exactly what they had, but Far Cry 5, that, and you know, I don't really like that premise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not, you know, we talked about before about white supremacy or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't think the story's about that, but it just reminds me too much of it for me not to want to play a game.
Far Cry,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, Far Cry 5 reminds me of white supremacy on steroids. I'm telling you, it just reeks of it. You know, when I saw it, I just went like, oh, man. I don't want this.
You just took the wrong corner.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to
play something else.
I didn't want it. And this is coming from a person who bought Mafia 3, and I liked it. I liked Mafia 3. And, I mean, it's not a 10. And by far, it's not even an 8. I think it's more like a 6 or 7. But I still like the game, because some of the gameplay mechanics were kind of funny. And then when you do a time period like that, you have to do it real. You know, you got to do it real. And the 60s in the South, it was real.
Yeah, you
know,
come with it. You can't PG it out.
No, it had to be real, and I liked it. I like that. So that's when. But this reeks of New Age white supremacy. And I want to get into something else. What is up with all these Nazi games popping up nowadays? You know, Wolfenstein, and everything's Nazis now, you know? I mean, put that in your own head, whatever you think is, but every, you know, there's a lot of Nazi games, Nazi zombies, Nazi this, Nazi that, you know, it makes you wonder. Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, it probably don't make y'all wonder, but it makes me wonder. So, you know, everything's Nazis now. You know,
yeah. I guess they're the perfect bad guys, but at the same time, like, come on now.
Nah, I don't know about that. I think it's more to that. But, you know, there's everything's Nazi. But, you know, it's just weird to me. It's just some weird stuff. So, what else? The Ubisoft conference, I liked Beyond Good and Evil 2. They didn't even show no gameplay. It was all FMV, though. You know, it was all FMV.
They showed, like, little test stuff. I like that, too, though. I like Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah, it didn't look bad. They got the little black girl with her best friend, the monkey. And, you know, I'm just saying, It is what it is. That's what they had. The little black girl and her best friend. And she's with the monkey. The monkey seems like more than a friend. And, you know, and they kicking it together. And she's like laying on him and like, oh, yeah, you know, like that. And I'm just like, hey, is this some type of bestiality going on up in here? And, you know, I'm serious. I'm like, man, something going on in bestiality? I mean, Is this sister messing with the monkey or something? I'm like,
messing with the monkey.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I can't get down with this, you know. But as a game, it don't look bad. And I didn't even play Beyond Good and Evil 1, so I can't.
Me neither.
You know, so I'll give him credit on Beyond Beyond Good and Evil 2. What else did they show? Do you remember what else they showed
at that Evil? The Crew 2. They showed a new game called Skull and Bones, which is pretty much a, you know, Black Flag, but without the without the action, you know, the third person action. This is a skull, pirate game.
Yeah, wasn't it on ships or something? Was that a ship? Yeah.
South Park. They showed Mario Rabbids.
Mario Rabbit thing, and that's a good matchup for Nintendo, I guess. You know, I don't know. You know,
so besides that, Assassin's Creed Origins and Beyond Good and Evil 2
was it
two of my favorite games on the console.
Yeah, this E3 wasn't that great, was it? This was
it's kind of sad though that it's the first year that it became fully public.
Yeah, and it wasn't that good. It was the worst one. Yeah. Now let's say this. Let's go to. I'm gonna go to EA right now, and the only one I've said this. The only one that I liked was Anthem. Everything else is Bootsy. Everything else is what it is. It's just a whole bunch of Madden, NBA Live, and a whole bunch of nonsense. EA, you know, like I said before, EA stands for everybody and anybody. You know, that's what it is, everybody and anybody, because that's what they're making the games for, everybody and anybody. They're not making them for gamers. They're making it for everybody and anybody. That's what they're doing. So, you know, EA to me is I don't think I own one EA game this gen. I might. I have to look through my stuff, but I don't think I own any EA stuff. But go on. What did you think?
Titanfall 2, right?
Oh yeah, there you go. But that's not really EA just publishes. It's not an EA owned game. Hence the reason why I like it probably. So yeah, that's it. But what did you think of the EA conference?
I like Anthem. I see it going head to head with Destiny.
Yeah,
and I see, you know, it was on the Microsoft conference, so you know what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to do it. Well, you got exclusive with Destiny. Well, we got exclusive with Anthem. You know,
yeah.
But I like Anthem. I like this concept. I always like BioWare with Mass Effect, so I'll be playing that. Mm-hmm. I like the game called A Way Out because of its, you know, couch co-op.
Right.
And what else did I like? Yeah, I think that was really it. Besides that, no, I haven't played a Madden in years. I don't really care about that.
I haven't touched it since PS2.
I haven't played a lot of NBA Live in years either.
I don't think...
I ain't playing no Live
anymore. I haven't played a Live since...
Super
Nintendo. Super Nintendo, I think it has been... No, it might have been PS1. Maybe PS... Well, because Sony had their... it's either Super Nintendo or PS1 days. I haven't messed with it. I haven't touched the Live forever. You know, I haven't... Yeah, I mean, I like 2K, but I haven't touched 2K because I don't want to get into that groove of getting it all into the sports games and... You know what I'm saying?
And I like Star Wars Battlefront 2. I didn't get the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to pass on that, but I like Battlefront 2. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, I didn't get the first one either. I saw it, and I was not. But then again, I'm not a. I hate Star Wars. I mean, I don't like Star Wars. Kill me. I don't like Star Wars. I don't like Star Wars.
He's a Trekkie, y'all.
I don't like
Star Wars. Like the boldly go with no man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you want to get into let's get into the nitty gritty. I mean, we're talking to fans, and I love everybody, but when you only put one black person in a universe at a time, there's something going on. You know, when you put a Lando, he's the only black person in the universe. There's Wookiees, a whole planet of Wookiees. I mean, you know, not Wookiees, but, you know, what is it? You know, you get a whole planet of these and look at that. And then I'm like, you got to attract me. You got to get something to attract me. And I'm not saying that just black person is going to attract me, but I'm saying, yeah, I like Star Trek. Star Wars ain't my thing. But for those people that like Star Wars, I feel sorry for you. But now, what is it? Let's go from EA and jump to Bethesda. Bethesda's one was boring. It was horrible. It's not like their first. Their first one was good last year. But this one was...
Skyrim.
This was bullshit.
There's Skyrim everywhere. That's all it was.
Bethesda needs to get on some new IPs. And I don't know why they're doing it. You know, because they don't have a deep enough folder to be doing this stuff.
But you like the Evil Within too, right?
No, I didn't like that. No. I just mentioned it. I didn't like. That's not my type of game. It's a little too. It's a little too evil for me. You know, I'm just like
too evil.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want that. You know, I don't want. You know, there's some. And it's real crazy. There's certain things I didn't like the Hellraiser movies back in the day when I was a kid. I thought it was just too out there. I didn't, you know, people, oh, the new Hellraiser. I was like, nah, that's not my thing. I'll watch Jason and Freddy Krueger, but when you start getting into Hellraiser, I'm just like, it ain't, no.
I'll pass.
Yeah, you know.
I did like the DLC for Dishonored, because Dishonored 2 is sick. Dishonored 2. DLC for it.
Dishonored was good. I mean, because I have Dishonored 1. Oh, no, I have Dishonored 2. I mean, and it was okay. I haven't finished it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm jumping around from game to game nowadays.
Yeah, the backlog is crazy.
Yeah.
You buy a game nowadays, you ain't expecting really to pass it.
I've only finished really one game, and I platinumed that, which was Horizon, which in my opinion is nominated for Game of the Year. Horizon. Remember I said that? I love that game. That's the game I finished. I platinumed. I'm waiting for the DLC for that shit. I want that. I mean, I got Friday the 13th, and I went, okay, yeah, that's all right. And then I got Fortnite, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. I'm still playing that. You know, but Horizon, I platinumed, and it was fun. I love Horizon. But as far as that other shit, what were we just talking about? We were talking about...
we're talking about the... Bethesda.
Yeah, Bethesda. And
so we got into what you've been playing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm just not. Bethesda's
I wasn't really impressed with their conference.
It's horrible.
They did the whole. The whole conference was like a trailer in itself. They just
right.
The trailer.
Right.
I come out, say a couple words, go back in there, play more trailers. You
know? Right. It was bullshit. It was bullshit. Now, we're going to get into the. What? Big three. The big three. Mm-hmm. The big three. Now, where am I going to go? Let's go to Nintendo. Nintendo finally was showing the Switch. Now, I mean, was showing stuff for the Switch. Now, to me, I don't really like the Switch. I mean, I just got a Wii U, and I got that at the pawn shop. So, I'm not... into the Switch, even though I do like that Mario. That Mario looks good. And I don't really see anything else. Nintendo better pull out some third-party stuff. Because I gotta... But I don't know if they even want third-party stuff. Because they do this stuff all the time. I don't know what Nintendo does.
They're doing it slowly. Like that game Rocket League.
Yeah.
That was announced. And that's a popular game. So,
yeah, but
they're doing it slowly.
But it's not, Rocket League's not that popular on the Switch because everybody's playing it on other. You're playing on a PC. They're playing on the Xbox. They're playing on a PS4. So they're getting games that are already out.
When it comes to just Nintendo heads, I think that's the type of game for them too. If you're a Nintendo fan and you bought a Switch, you know, like Rocket League is a right up your alley kind of a game. That seems like a game that Nintendo would
be I mean, look.
Or Mario Kart.
Yeah, right? But the online for the Switch is what? Isn't it bullshit again still? Don't they have it?
I think it's a little easier than it was before. I think they got rid of the friend codes.
They got rid of it. And then they're talking about, didn't they say you have to use your telephone or something for something?
Like an app, yeah.
Oh, man, these guys. Yeah. When Nintendo takes a step forward, they always take a step forward in quicksand. That's the truth, man. I'm going to take this step forward. And then they start sinking in some stuff. Because they always do some
shit. Take a step forward. Now let me grab my gun and shoot myself in the foot.
Right, bam! Oh,
I can't take no more steps.
Yeah, but I took a step. That's what they do. I'm not like, man, what are you doing? An app for the phone? Why, are you that stupid?
And I'm kind of salty that they still made the NES Classic hard to find.
Oh yeah, well, I mean,
so they made that so collector's item. Why'd you do that?
They discontinued it. And I think the reason why is because they didn't want to mess up their Switch sales and their old school games. Yeah. Because the Switch has old school games on there and they didn't want to mess up their sales. But now they're coming out with the Super NES Classic with some games on there. And I wonder how many they're going to come out with that. Are they doing this for Buzz? For Nintendo Buzz? Or are they doing it to make money? You know, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing. Are they doing it just to get the Nintendo buzz back out there? Because it just sounds weird to me. What do you think, man? It's weird.
Yeah, I think they're trying to just make it a collector's item. And that's, you know, you make it a limited edition, then you make it it's a coveted item now. It's not something that everyone has. You know, it gives it more value. Now, yeah. People should be doing that.
Look, and I'm a collector, but I don't know. I didn't even try to go get the NES Classic or the Super NES because I already know, man, I'm not chasing stuff down. I'm just not going to chase this stuff down like that.
You shouldn't have to.
I don't want to chase it down. And Nintendo does some weird stuff, man. They do some real weird stuff. I mean...
But with the Switch, though,
yeah,
I have been seeing some games that I do want to try, but I still would be kind of, do I want to buy the Switch, though? You know, like, I still see more games, at least now, on the launch that I want to play than I did when the Wii and the Wii U came out.
Right.
Still more games that catch my interest right now, but I'm still on the fence. I still want to play Zelda. That new Zelda looks real fun.
I was going to get that on the Wii U. I was going to buy that on the Wii U. But I don't need the Switch for that. I got the Wii U for that. I can just play it on the Wii U.
But I would never take that thing out of my house.
No, it's cool.
I might play it around the house. But I ain't going out just walking down the street.
Yeah, that's
the minute
too.
Someone trips and that thing flies out their hand, it's over. I don't think they're getting
them. Oh, man.
Or you look in your locker and your Switch is gone.
Oh, man.
Skipping down to the work with your Nintendo Switch.
Or somebody snatches that Switch from somebody. Are you just like, hey, they got my Switch!
Get back here!
See the person fall on the ground.
That new Switch I've been hearing about.
Yeah, yeah. You got that Switch, homie? Got that Switch, homie. What's up? That's like, man, come on, man. Let's be for real. It's not popping for me. But I'll say this.
Mario
Odyssey was good. That was a good game. It looks good. What'd you say?
Metroid game.
Yeah, but they didn't really show... They showed the 3DS one, but not the Switch one. The Switch one, and they named the Metroid. They named the you ain't gonna see another Zelda for a long time. You just got the Mario. Mario will be coming out forever. I'm surprised they got the Mario Kart out. I wonder when they're gonna bring out Donkey Kong or something, some type of Donkey Kong Country or something like that. You know, I think. And then they got, Splatoon 2, ARMS, ARMS is out now, and from what I heard, it died down real fast. It went up and died. Yeah, it died down real fast from what I understood. It's, so,
I think it sold over a million, man.
Yeah, but it died down. It's not.
You'll see a sequel at least because of that.
Yeah, you probably will, but knowing Nintendo, it'll take 20 years. So, that's what it, you know, Nintendo don't, they don't really do it like that. They'll wait and wait, you know, because there's some games probably people are waiting on still, and they're not, you know, they're not going to give them to them yet. Nintendo does what Nintendo does, and I'm real surprised they're still hanging on right now. They, you know, because I really thought they'd be, I thought this Switch wouldn't do as good, but it's selling pretty good.
Yeah, it's almost at 5 million.
Yeah, will it sell better than the Xbox? Will Nintendo sell better than the Xbox?
I think it has the potential to.
Yeah. But I mean,
but we'll see, you know.
Will it? I mean, we'll see what Nintendo does, and we'll see what they, you know, because it seems like third parties are like, okay, well, because they not. I think they're third parties don't make money on Nintendo consoles. They just don't. They don't make money
because they never make their consoles powerful enough. Right.
That and the third parties don't make the. I'm gonna say this. They don't make money now. I think the Super NES, the NES, did. I don't think the 64 did because of the cartridges. I don't think the GameCube did third parties that well. I think they third parties weren't making money like that on the GameCube. They might have been, maybe a couple. And as we know, the Wii had third party stuff, but they had trash. They had trash. It was just a whole bunch of what was it? It was just a whole bunch of nonsense, you know, garbage pail kid stuff. So let's move on because Nintendo's doing what it's doing. Let's go to Sony. Sony's, and I'm going to say this, and people are probably going to be real surprised. Well, they might not. Yeah. For me, Sony's was horrible, in my opinion. I think it was bad. I think they didn't show. They could have knocked it out the park, and they didn't. I think they were showing games, and people were like, you know, when I saw the God of War, and I'm a huge God of War fan, I was just like, okay. You know. Then when I see the one that what's that one with the made by Sony Bend with the motorcycle dude, the motorcycle gang dude.
Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone looking okay. But they just, you know, I was just like, okay. And then I'm just like, okay. All right. And I'm just like, you guys didn't show anything that really, you know, blew me out the water. Even though Days Gone was good. It was real good.
Stuff that I liked.
Yeah.
It was like Bethesda. I just didn't like the format of the conference. I don't like that whole, you know, Sean Layden come out looking like a used car salesman with that suit.
Yeah.
Start talking for a minute and then go back into darkness and a whole bunch of trailers.
Right.
Come out.
Like Nostradamus. You know, Nostradamus. I mean, Nosferatu. Nosferatu. PS4 exclusive. And then you hear him, then all you hear is shh, and he glides backwards. Aha. And then you're like, and then you're like, what the hell is this motherfucker? He's disappearing in the dark. Like, it's like, is this Bram Stoker's Dracula or is this the Sony conference?
Yeah. Yeah. I like Days Gone. Detroit, that was good.
Yeah.
God of War.
Yeah. Detroit's all right. It looks all right.
The New Horizon DLC.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, I love that, man.
That was good. But they let that conference go with Spider-Man. They just let it, you know, that was the last thing. I knew they were going to show it. I need more info on it because it looks like it's, I'm hoping that it's not a whole bunch of button pressing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm hoping it's not that. I saw it and I was like, I said, this thing looks beautiful. It looks sick.
Go ahead.
I said, it looks beautiful. It looks sick. But, mm-hmm. Those quick time things, I was like, please don't let this game be a whole bunch of quick time events. You know, I was like, But what were you saying?
I wasn't expecting the Shadow of the Colossus, though.
I didn't expect that either.
I wouldn't say that's a mega tour.
No, it's not.
But I was not expecting that. It's like, yeah, that's nice. Is it a remake or a sequel?
It's just a remake. I mean, it's the same thing because I have the game, but you know, it's the same thing. They're just remaking it. I'm surprised they didn't do Ico, but you know, if they're gonna do Shadow Colossus, why not just do Ico too? But
Legacy Uncharted.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm buying that. I'm buying Uncharted Legacy. I'm getting that one because I want it because you know I like Uncharted and I want to see what's up with the storyline with Chloe. And the other bride, whatever her name is.
Was her name Vanessa?
I forgot her name.
Or something.
I forgot her name on that game. She was kind of, I didn't really get into her that much. And I finished Uncharted, but I didn't, I just couldn't get, the storyline was all right. I didn't get into the storyline like I did part two. You know, yeah.
But I love that ending. Uncharted 4's ending was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah,
didn't see any of that stuff coming. I was glad a lot of it didn't get leaked.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably one of my favorite endings so far. Games, period.
I think that Naughty Dog might be done with Uncharted. I'm hoping.
Oh yeah,
They're done with Uncharted. And I think they're moving on with The Last of Us and probably some other stuff. So, you know, Naughty Dog always comes out with something. Naughty Dog is their snipers. They're snipers. They're like, yeah, if you want to hit, get Naughty Dog. Now, what else?
Let me go and say one last thing.
Go on.
Sony. You can tell that Sony's in first. You can tell that the... that E3 is not important to them anymore.
It's
you can just tell. You just what you watching that conference. Like, yeah, they don't even have to really try anymore.
They don't have to try with E3. They don't have to try with E3. I think their conference is more important to them.
Yep.
Their Sony conference is more important to them. So, that being said, I wasn't crazy about the Sony conference. There's some games that I liked, but I was just like, all right, you know, now. Let's go straight to Microsoft. Microsoft. All right. Damn.
Where did we begin?
Okay, they show their new system, the Xbox One X. Okay. Now, it is, what is it? 4K. The games. 12
gigs of RAM.
Woo woo woo. Blah blah blah. Yakety yak.
Yeah.
That being said, they have no games. Where's their games at? I've seen third party games. I've seen their little Forza. See, I'm getting tired of Forza, Gears, and Halo. So it's time to come up with some games. Now, people will say that what's that pirate game called that they have? Sea of Thieves. They're talking about Sea of Thieves and this, that, and other. Now, Sea of Thieves, I mean, I saw it. I was like, okay. But does that fit the Xbox crowd? Will the Xbox people that are FPSs and shooter cats, are they going to play Sea of Thieves, going to the water, grabbing chests, trying to mess with a shark?
Fighting off chef. Fighting. I don't know.
I'm asking.
Some big gats in it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I'm just asking. Are they cool about getting it? I mean, I don't even know if they can sustain. If their fans can sustain this game. You know. I don't see it. I just don't see a lot of their fans sustaining this game. I think even if it was the third party, I'd be like, meh. You know, I think people would just be like, "Yeah, I haven't really seen anything that made me go, okay, you're on a ship. Okay, you get some chests. What's in the chest That's so important.
Yeah.
What's in those chests?
The dough? You get new weapons?
Well, I mean,
I'm sure it's something, but it's like, well.
What you get? A brand new peg leg or something? I mean, what is it? What's the main? I got some clothes with the Jolly Roger on it. I mean, Jolly Roger on it. Yeah, Jolly Roger on it. I mean, come on, man. I'm like, what is in here? They're not showing you what's in the chest like that. At least I didn't see it. But maybe I'm wrong. I didn't see it.
It's a booty.
Yeah. I mean, booty. Say, arg, I'm going to go get me booty. Say, yeah, man.
It's for itself. You're out there getting booty.
Right? Yeah.
I don't need to explain it. Arr.
Well, it's a whole bunch of men on the sea and they pirates. What you think they're getting? They're getting a whole lot of booty.
Dirty.
Yeah, there you go. A whole lot of booty. But I don't know, man. It just didn't do it for me.
They're trying to write out that rare nostalgia. Rare made this game. You're like, okay.
It's not Rare. The people from Rare are gone. Most of them are gone.
Yeah, the OGs are gone.
The Xbox One X has no games. Where are the games? And I'm, you know, and for a new system that's coming out, the buzz fell off real fast. You notice that?
Yeah. No one.
That buzz fell off fast. And it's not even out yet. And the buzz fell off fast.
Because they showed Forza 7 with it, and it's like, you know, witness the power of Xbox One X with a racing game. It's real easy to hit those benchmarks in a game.
What a racing game, man. You know, get out of here. 60
frames per second, all that kind of stuff. It's real easy to do that with racing games.
Yeah, you can do that with a racing
game. Forza 7 or whatever. Like, come on now.
And look, this is why I rather deal with Gran Turismo waits a while before they come out. And Sony doesn't have to depend on those games. Microsoft doesn't even look like they're even trying to invest in games. They might invest in one or two and some third party stuff. Like when they did the Tomb Raider and they invested in that, and then they finally came out on PS4 and nobody bought it.
Nope.
No, nobody bought Tomb Raider on the PS4.
We already have Uncharted, boo.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it was what in my opinion was this. Uncharted got delayed. Tomb Raider could have took that spot and could have took that spot where they came out, because remember Uncharted got delayed and they would have made money, but they made that deal with Microsoft. And now Tomb Raider, I'm probably play Tomb Raider, but I'm gonna wait for it to drop low, because I'm not.
Or another way, what you're saying is you're waiting for it to be a free game on Plus.
Something. It's gonna have to drop. It's gonna have to drop low, because I'm not gonna mess with it. And Square messed up by doing that. They're not getting my money for that. You know, they're just not. And I like Square. I'm waiting for the new
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that does look good.
That looks good. The new Kingdom Hearts I want. I like Square. I have Final Fantasy 15. Only reason why I'm not really playing it because I had to put a new hard drive in there and that everything got messed up, but I got to start from the very beginning. I'm just like I'm just dreading it. You know, one day I'm gonna start it, but I'm just dreading it for right now. So, we get that. And then, what else is there?
They showed Dragon Ball FighterZ, that Dragon Ball fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
That looks sick. But that's not their game, though. But that game looks sick.
Right, that one looked good. But, yeah, it's not their game.
It's not their game.
Unless
the new Metro game, that looks sick. But that's not their game.
No. I mean, Metro's not even done. That Metro is just, that's just stuff that they're showing. What it looks like on the system and this, that, and other. If you think that game is done, you crazy. You know, they're just going to show it. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has no games. None.
The whole conference was console launch exclusive.
Yeah, that bothered me. Oh, my God.
Exclusive.
Console exclusive. And then you find out they're not exclusive. I don't like
console. Oh, so is this launching on your console?
Right? That's it. It's horrible. Nobody's talking about it. The only I don't hear anybody really talking about it no more. And I think when that system comes out, it might sell sell a little bit. I just don't see it running the show. You know, it's not going to overtake a PS4. So, you know, they just, in my opinion, they wanted to relaunch. They came up with another system and they wanted to relaunch their brand because it messed up their brand last time by what they did last time. So now they're going to say, look, it's a relaunch of their brand. So they're doing that. And I don't see anybody, any third parties jumping ship to go to that one system when you got 60 million over on the other side, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's done. I think they're done. I think what they're doing is commendable, but I just think that there's no way that they're gonna there's no way that they're gonna win.
It's a little too late.
Yeah.
And then what are you gonna do when the PS5 comes out?
I don't
know.
You know
the PS5 is going to be either on par or more powerful than an Xbox X. You know?
Right, right.
I don't even like saying it. Xbox One X. You know, is this? They should have came up with something else to name that console.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox One X is this something? You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's you know it's you know you got customers out there might be confused. Well, what's the difference between an Xbox One X and an S? They look the same almost.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to end up getting an Xbox One anyway, but I'm going to wait for it to go down and go cheaper and get it at a pawn shop. Yeah, I said it. I'm getting it at the pawn shop because you're not getting my money for that because I'm just going to have it just to, you know, just, like if a game comes out or something, then I'll be like, okay, I'll get it. But
yeah, you have it at the office.
Right. Yeah. But I can't mess around. It's just not. I'm not a Xbox One X person. You know, just I'll get it. Do like, did you see Microsoft? And then speaking of Microsoft, they came out with these new avatars. People were talking about they're gorgeous. Man, all right, just stop with these avatars. Why are you making avatars when you should be making games? That's what I'm asking. You know, I'm asking. Why are you making avatars when you should be making games? Why is that? Why are they making avatars? It makes no sense.
And recently they just announced that they're going to change their whole achievement system.
Mm-hmm.
Like fundamentally change it, which they didn't really say what that meant. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look like they are trying to rebrand themselves, but I don't know.
I think that, well, going back to that, I think they are trying to rebrand. It's just rebranding. They're trying to rebrand. I think that's what it sounds like. I think they're trying to do something. I don't know what they're trying to do, but they're trying to do something. And to me, the only people that are doing anything is Nintendo and Sony. Microsoft's not doing a single thing out here. And you can quote me on that. It is not popping. And if you think it's popping, then you got popped. So, it's not popping over there. And I'll say this, that I'm going to say this. When Destiny 2 comes out, I'm going to be up on there.
Yep.
I'll be up on there. When there's some games that I am waiting for, and I can't think of them right now, probably because I'm put on the spot right now, and I can't think of them. So, that's about it. I don't know. These motherfuckers are something else. I don't know. These motherfuckers are something else. So, I don't know. We'll see. What do you think? Let's do this. What games are you looking forward to, waiting for?
Right now, Destiny 2. I think they did a really good job with the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's every day there's new information coming
right
out. It looks like they really listened to their fan base. That game's going to be, like, fundamentally changed.
Right, like, right.
It's not even going to be the same. I like the beta. Sorry. But I don't think they... I don't think there was enough in the beta to really judge it.
Right.
But it was really just a technical test anyway. I mean, they were testing their servers and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I can't really think of any other... Well, besides Spider-Man and the games I saw at
E3. Oh, yeah, I want Spider-Man. I do want Spider-Man. And maybe I'll check out God of War. I want to see what's up with God of War.
So pretty much the stuff I said I liked, you know, in this podcast, I'm aware.
Right.
But you know, I can't wait till, you know, Destiny 2 comes out. So.
And I want that. I'm gonna get. Well, like I said, I want that new Uncharted, that Uncharted DLC, and I want the DLC for Horizon. So I'm gonna get that DLC for Horizon because I, like I said, I platinumed that game, and I really want that game. Really want it, and I fell in love with that. That's a new franchise for them, and I'm happy for them for that. Now they got Hellblade is out right now. It's been getting nines, and I just see straight nines.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty short game.
Really?
People have been kind of pissed because it has a permadeath. You hear about that?
No, what is it?
If you die a certain amount of times, it wipes your save. You have to start over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and a lot of people are kind of salty about that.
Well, don't die.
Yeah, but the game's short. So,
right.
So, you know, it's not like it's a 20-hour game. I think it's a 6 or 7-hour game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm going to say this because I got pissed off yesterday. Yesterday, I was on Limited Run Games website. Was it yesterday or Friday? No, Friday. It was Friday. And I was waiting to get... I didn't get it. I wanted that game. What's the game with Dana Plato in it from Different Strokes? Let me look it up. Let me see the game. Oh, Night Trap. I wanted Night Trap.
Oh, that old school. Old school Night Trap.
It sold out so fast that I have never. Man, it sold out so fast because they only make 5,000 of them. So, and the only other way to get it is to download it. But I like hard copies, but they only made 5,000 of them. So, and I'm going to tell you people that go and want stuff like that, you go to Limited Run Games and you get up on there. Now, there is another game that I want to get that's on there, and it still hasn't sold out, which is called The Bunker. And I'm going to get that one. I might get that one right now and just reserve it. And I want The Bunker. So both the Night Trap sold out. The collector's edition of Night Run and the regular. I mean, Night Trap and the regular one of Night Trap. So those sold out. And I wanted those. And I wanted Wonder Boy. But I can get Wonder Boy from Play Asia. I can go to Play Asia and get that for 20-some bucks. So I was going to do that. Which would be good. You know, I'm messing around with that. So... I just want to tell you guys that. That's what made me mad. My anger for this video games this week. I could not get Night Trap on the PS4. I'm pissed off about that. You know, because they only have 5,000. Shit. But, I guess we're almost done. Nothing else to really talk about. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Hold on for a second. It's kind of messing up.
Yeah. What's it doing?
It's sounding real distorted over here.
Oh, is it?
Chat room, it's sounding bad now.
I don't hear anything over here.
It's starting to clear out now. Before, remember when it used to kind of warble back in the days? You
know, oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we're almost done. We're about finished. It's almost an hour. So... for DCI, I'm Blade 2.
You have to step your game up, anything like that?
I'm playing us. I ain't got no step your games up this week.
Alright.
I'll think of something next week, and I'll hit you guys up with some stuff, and it'll be something. I'll be thinking about it while I'm at work or stuff. Alright.
So comment, share. I'm working on a YouTube version of this, of the podcast, so you might see this on YouTube.
Yeah.
So tell us what you want us to talk about and everything like that, and hit us up and tell us what we did, like what we did right and what you like to see more of.
Right, and tell everybody that we are back, you know. So tell all them other guys that have podcasts to run for their bunkers, because we're back. So, for DCI, I am Blade206. Well, I'll say this. For DCI and Worst Case, that fool might be back next week. For DCI and Worst Case, I'm Blade206, and take it easy.